How does regaining our spontaneous feelings help win community support and attain material self-sufficiency? And when Alice says that, quote, those who have spontaneous feelings can only be themselves if they want to remain true to themselves, that when they sense that something is being demanded of them to which their whole being says no, they cannot do it. That once they have found their authentic self, they will not be willing to relinquish it again for any price in the world, unquote. What is the difference when we hear these words? What is the difference between claiming one's spontaneous feelings and claiming one's body, i.e., refusing a system of coerced work? If one is an advance toward the restoration, if one is an advance toward the restoration of a healthy humanity, is not the other as well? This cannot be emphasized enough. We all want this. Our self-creative energy has been suppressed. Each one of us senses that we're being wasted, thrown away as worthless. Each one of us is life that longs to live in the full possession of all our gifts, and all requires self-directed. We've been waiting for help in how to do this, waiting for authentic clues beyond the system. And we who are claiming our authentic selves can provide the outlet for this development, this longing to exist that are our authentic voices. We saw this in the Occupy movement before agents infiltrated it. The truth of stone soup. Each one brought something to contribute. We can always do this, create communes, because that ability is in us. Only this time we do it decentralized. I mean, serious decentralized. Serious, you know? Really small scale, decentralized. Each little core tribe, we who love each other, nonetheless. We have our eyes open and we realize that our love embraces all. We do it decentralized. We do it with consciousness, seeing our prize of freedom. We do it knowing what to do with agents, i.e., openly, as a group, acknowledge their presence, own that until we've established our freedom globally, as long as power exists on some level, we are all agents. And then we engage Alice. We engage with Alice, all of us together, and with exercises to address this problem of the internalized state on a regular basis. Our gifts and talents and our proclivities toward them, we don't want to put on the market or subject them to another or other. Our gifts and talents we would rather use to help grow those of our brothers and sisters and thereby our free future. Merging that strategy into our goals, our three prizes, brings material sufficiency for our movement. Because our sisters and brothers, once our goals are clear, we'll share them. No less than we, they want a path to true freedom, and we'll support it as they take in our model and what we offer of the ancestors' knowledge, those ones of heart who we needed to see that path, and whose suppressed messages we are bringing back. I mean, we are thirsty for the truth. Trust this process. And in support of that, we'll fill that hat we set out before our quote unquote performances, our music, our poetry, our drums, our songs of freedom. Seeing our model of claiming full power inspires the same. And we begin now, right now, by pooling our resources, melding together, and seeing what we make.